Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, live on tape from the Bears locker room with Eddie Goldman, our special guest, second round pick. Your production has really increased last month or so. What do you think accounts for that?
Honestly, I'm gonna just say, it comes from studying, going hard at practice, and on top of that, you know, the play calling and my teammates, set it up for me real good.
Coming in as a rookie, how much more familiar do you feel with the scheme and everything that they're asking you to do?
Well, when I was at the rookie symposium, they told me, like, around this time is when it'll slow down and, you know, you kind of get the feel for things and kind of get used to the regimen and stuff like that. So, in fruition, like, I wouldn't say I'm, you know, laid back. It's just like I know, like, you know, what's coming, and I'm comfortable.
How much does it help you be able to perform when you're not thinking as much on the field?
That's the way it has to be. You go out on the field, and you know you want to play loose and free, and you can't do that, you know, while you thinking or uncomfortable.
Everything I read about you going into the draft was that you were a run stuffer. That's what everybody talked about. But you've proven that you can also rush the passer. How important was that to show that you're a complete player like that? So you have 4.5 sacks right now.
The most important thing coming into the league was to give my team what they needed from me. You know what I mean? And, as far as the sacks and everything, I mean, that's great. But as long as I'm doing what the team wants me to do, I'll be fine.
So do you ever look at the sack numbers of other rookies? I think you're like half a sack behind. And how important is it for you to lead the NFL in sacks as a rookie?
That'd be nice. But I'm not focused on the stats. You know, I'm just focused on, trying to finish these games out and finish strong.
Now, this week we're going on to Tampa, getting some good Florida weather finally here, and you're going against your former college teammate at Florida State. What can you tell us about Jameis Winston? What was he like playing with him? What kind of guy is he off the field?
He's a very charismatic guy. He's a great leader, cares about his teammates, and I know he, got in trouble and all that in college, but that really doesn't define him, because he's a great guy.
So do you plan on saying hello to him before the game, after the game? And if you happen to sack him, are you going to mention anything to him, like renewing acquaintances?
I don't know what I'll say to him if I sack him, but it depends on when I see him. You know, when I see him, I'll say something to him.
Awesome. Just finally, it's supposed to be in the mid-80s down there, and you obviously played down in Florida State in college. What kind of adjustment is required for some of your teammates going down there from what's been in the 40s in Chicago to mid-80s down in Tampa?
I mean, just hydrate. And everybody pretty much, we want to play in weather like this. So, just hydrate and we'll be fine.
Great stuff. Thanks a lot, Eddie, and thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.